Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back. We're ready to get going. We've got about a 20-minute debrief from the breakout sessions and the presentation from Colleen on common practices. So on the breakout sessions, we have John and Dave were the chairs. Maybe we just go in order, one, then two.
Yep.
And I guess it's about a 10-minute max, so keep it focused.
I don't need 10 minutes. I'll do it quickly.
Okay.
We didn't do it as quickly as we did the meeting, right? We had very good discussions, I must say. Especially in the first part, took quite some time into different proposals as to the preparer guide. But I think we had good discussions to get an understanding as to what they were and what the benefit would be. The good news is that we generally agreed on the proposals and that they would be quite useful also for the preparers. One thing that was, if you look at all the proposals, I think one of the things that came up by a number of them is the link and the dependency on the regulatory requirements. So whether either to refer clearly that that regulators might have implemented or that we should be aware of those regulators implementing this. But also, if not, that still these kind of functionalities and things are available to them. So that link should be very clear and clarified. So make them useful in the situations where there is no regulatory framework supporting them. One of the improvements that was suggested was to have a close look at the explanation between XPRO and inline XPRO into the preparer guide in terms of how this is explained. It's currently a very short paragraph. I maybe refer to a white paper or whatever, but make it either extended or leave it out. It is a bit next to nothing. This is for the preparer guide. Anything buddy to add from our group? No. I don't think so. Right. Okay. So then on the improvements to the navigation, all the members agreed on the proposal to add a new presentation group because I think the key reason feedback that came from the group was that it would increase the search capabilities of these elements. And that was seen as a quite a good, say, highly moderate something benefit for the preparers. Also, it was discussed that the illustrative examples are very key to guide the users and to learn how to use the guide. I think this is what we discussed on the improvements to the navigation. And finally, on the implementation notes, well, that was a quite short discussion, but we did agree on the proposals and that it would be useful for the preparers.
Just one question on the illustrative example. So were you thinking, you mean the examples put in the guide? Do you think more examples were required, or was it just a statement that examples were useful?
So the examples were useful, but we also discussed a little bit also in terms of where they would be. If you have a very thick book for the preparer guide, put them in the guide. I wouldn't do that. I mean, put them somewhere, but refer to them. I think the examples are very good and important.
You wanted to add something?
Yeah, just to add on the examples which are now issued in inline XPRO, we suggested that perhaps as some of the guidance has been actually incorporated into the taxonomy, that you could create a link to the examples.
Yeah.
Because one of the best ways in terms of actually understanding how to use axes, for example, which is one of the questions, was to look at one of the examples.
Yes.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions for Dave? Well, I shouldn't say Dave, but for group one.
Yeah, we're a very good group.
Now, John, is it going to be you or did you
group delegate? Group two's up. Yeah, Dave, delegate. No. We'll also be quick, I hope. So we were asked to look at the reporting guide and provide some feedback on some specific questions about areas that might be quick wins and could be improved. Again, something that's coming out really, really clearly is a picture's worth 1,000 words, but examples are worth 10,000 words. And sometimes an example is going to be an example in terms of an inline document or something of that sort. Other times an example is going to be something showing people how they do something. And 2-minute YouTube videos are your friend. So spend an hour doing a 2-minute YouTube video instead of 3 weeks producing a long document would be one piece of consistent advice from our group, I think. In terms of the reporting guide, there's some questions about how to get people to implement the I4S taxonomy in a consistent fashion. One mechanism there is to utilise and encourage the use of your formula work, which is already great and can be improved as you go forward, which provides machine-readable rules and enforces data quality in a way that really helps the regulators. So please emphasise that message. Our high school maths teachers used to say, don't mutilate the original when you're doing a maths exam. Something similar here was a good piece of advice, which is please really work to keep the elements and, wherever possible, the namespaces consistent so that we're reducing impact and cost on everyone involved in this process, the preparers obviously, but also users. There's something rather specific in relation to the application of the I4S taxonomy for regulators around the world. We have some environments where they have done their own thing and created their own taxonomy, which is clearly inefficient. And we've got some questions about whether there's ways that you might encourage, if necessary, with a copyright stick, people not doing that, because that really hurts comparability. Equally, there'll be others that have got converged standards where you work on a policy level to have converged standards. And if you could provide permission to use, and perhaps we could think about technical mechanisms to make that simpler. So if you've got a set of accounting standards in a country which have essentially republished the international standards, but you've got different paragraph numbers or anything else, encourage them to use the taxonomy. That's low-hanging fruit for comparability. And maybe there's some nuances as to how to make that happen best. So I think those are the main points we captured in terms of the reporting guide. There's some confusion, I guess, coming out of a number of relatively recent users of the I4S taxonomy about how to find concepts which might not appear in one extended link role for those not wanting to use that horrible term. Maybe we'll use heading. So we've got some concepts grouped together here. And the concept that I'm looking for isn't here. How can you make that simpler? You had some good suggestions. We didn't support the idea that you should change the taxonomy in this area. We thought that they're much better to provide examples. If necessary, do some work with the vendors to encourage them to improve the way that people navigate things. If that doesn't work, then there's the wisdom of the crowds, and maybe there's something we can do as communities to demonstrate how you can find some of these concepts and use them more easily. You're already doing this, but we encourage you to do this more. Get people to have the option to navigate from the standards rather than through a taxonomy. Because if I know which standard I'm using, and then I'm going to the concepts those disclosures use, that makes my life easier. And then finally, an excellent suggestion from Anna, which is that all of your demonstrations should be entirely focused on brand new environments, like just out of nowhere, maybe ESMA, so that people are getting this framework and understanding it. Because at one level, this is about expanding expertise. There was a set of questions regarding balance attributes, and the simple answer was do both of what you're suggesting. and navigation improvements for the taxonomy generally, and is something that it should be possible to work with the software industry to enhance the way that people interact with the taxonomy. And that's, again, a collaboration thing. It's maybe getting people into a room, making some suggestions about how they might improve the way that their software works to move around the taxonomy, because there are some really ugly implementations out there, and market forces haven't yet driven some of that ugliness out of those systems. And maybe we can help at a standards level as well to provide some simpler ways for those vendors to get into those taxonomies. So I think those were our suggestions. Happy to, maybe there's some things I missed.
No. Yes, that was very good then.
It was quick.
So if we can move on to the next presentation.